Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
Today we'll be talking about the glorious King, Jesus returning in all His power and glory. And let's stand as we read Revelation chapter 19. You know, if someone will promise you a free ticket to Boracay or Disneyland, USA, how many of you will be excited? But how much more if we hear the news that Jesus is coming soon, how many of you will be more excited? This is the most glorious event in history, and that's why we're looking at what the Bible says on what will happen when Jesus returns. In Revelation 19, 11 to 16, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice, he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. Everybody say, Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. Let's read this verse all together. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your precious eternal word. We ask for you that you will reveal yourself to us. Holy Spirit, open our hearts and minds. We welcome you, King Jesus, into our hearts. Rule and reign in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats. Revelation chapter 19 is the beginning of the climax of the events in this book of Revelation. Revelation, by the way, it's not the revelation of the Antichrist. No? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay, so huwag kayong matakot. But this Jesus who has been crucified and who's been raised from the dead and ascended to heaven is now coming back to bring his people to live with him for all of eternity. And this letter of Revelation was written originally to the seven churches in Asia Minor, no, which is present-day Turkey. Why? To encourage them in their faith because they were undergoing severe trials and persecution. No? Hinahunting sila ng mga Romans, no, from house to house. At pinapapatay sila, sinusunog ang Bibles, pinapersecute sila at tinatapon sa Colosseum, pinapakain sa leon or ginagawang poste ng Meralco sa paggabi, no, sinusunog sila ng buhay. They were being harassed. They were being tortured and persecuted. And that's why they were being encouraged because the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is a glorious day. It's the climax. It's the ultimate highlight of all human history. All of human history is looking forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. One theologian by the name of George Eldon Ladd, he wrote in his commentary on the book of Revelation, he wrote, the second coming of Christ is an absolutely essential theme in New Testament theology. In his cross and resurrection, Christ won a great victory over the powers of evil. By his second coming, he will execute that victory. So i-implement niya, isa sa katuparan niya yung tagumpay na panalunan niya, no, by his death and resurrection when he returns. Apart from his return to purge his creation of evil, redemption remains forever incomplete. No? Kaya makukumpleto na yung pagkatalo ng puwersa ng kasamaan at kadiliman pagdating ng ating Panginoon. And so when Jesus was here on earth, he made many promises to his followers. Diba? One of his promises is, do not be afraid, I will go to my Father in heaven and I will prepare a place for you in my Father's house there are many mansions. No, sino sa inyo naniniwala meron kayong mansion sa heaven? Diba? Isa sa atin, when Jesus returns, He'll reward us. No, but His most important promise is His second coming. Sabi niya, I am coming soon. Revelation 22:20. So, babalik po siya. No? At maraming tao nag-promise na babalik sila. Diba? May kamag-anak ba kayo? Parents kayo? Nasa abroad? Nag-work? Diba? Kinakantahan nyo, kay tagal mo nang nawala, babalik ka rin. Diba? So, o kaya si General Douglas MacArthur, di ba, nung World War II. Sino sa inyo buhay na nung 1942? 1942 ng ating mga lolo at lola. At nung siya'y tumatakas mula sa Japanese forces, at pumunta siya sa Australia, pagdating niya sa Australia, sabi niya, he made a promise to the Filipino people, I shall return, no, which he fulfilled 2 years later sa Leyte. No, pagbalik siya, and sabi niya, pagbalik niya, by the grace of Almighty God, I have returned. No, our forces stand together, stand again on Philippine soil. No, sinabi niya, no, he trusted in the grace of God, no, to liberate us. And sino pa ba yung nag-promise? Si Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, ano sabi niya? I'll be back. Babalik ako. At ilang beses niyang sinabi yan. Kaya sabi ni Bruce Willis sa kanya sa Expendables, you've been back so many times. So, we should look forward in anticipation of the second coming. Titus 2:13 says, while we wait for the blessed hope, what's our blessed hope? The glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's our great hope, our blessed hope, no? Let's not ignore His second coming. On the other hand, let's not be consumed with the details or the chronology of the events, but let's focus on the major issues, and that's what we're looking today. What will happen when Jesus returns? You know, when Jesus returns, He will have a glorious appearance with a glorious name, and He will establish His glorious kingdom. That's what I'm going to share with you today. Glorious appearance, glorious name, and glorious kingdom. Our glorious King. Number one, our glorious King, when Jesus returns, He will have a glorious appearance. Ano ba yung tsura ni Jesus pagbalik niya? No? Dinescribe yan ni Apostle John. He will have a glorious appearance. Revelation 19:11, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse. No, by the way, this is not an endorsement of White Castle whiskey. No? So white horse, hindi po red horse, no? But white horse. No, ibig sabihin niya matagumpay siya. White is a symbol, is a color of victory. And during their time in biblical times, mga soldiers no naka they're just foot soldiers. They're just either walking, running, or as they fight, no. But when you are on a horse, meron kang advantage, no. Meron kang mobility. You have speed. You have power over your enemy. So Jesus is riding on a white horse, as like a general. In verse 11, with justice, He judges and makes war, no. So when Jesus came here for the first time in 2,000 years ago, He came to redeem us. He came as a savior, as a redeemer, a healer, a preacher. No, merong nag-interview sa akin last week, Tuesday, no, yung Channel 5. Meron ba nakapanood sa inyo sa reaction? Okay, so ano raw ang itsura ni Jesus nung nandito siya sa lupa? No? So syempre, because He was a Jew, yung mga Jewish people ay may mga balbas at bigote, and He was a mighty man, well-built, because He is a son of a carpenter. At anak po siya ng karpintero. At as the Bible says, He is a wonderful counselor, mighty God, and He performed many miracles. And then may tinanong pa sa akin, what about the Shroud of Turin? No, yung na-discover sa Italy. Narinig niyo na ba yun? Shroud of Turin? Okay. Kasi yung Shroud of Turin po ay isa lang piraso ng tela. Just one piece of clothing, no, of a man who was either tortured or crucified, no, Pero if you examine what the Bible says in Luke 24, verse 12, the people who embalmed Jesus used not just one piece of cloth, but many strips of linen. So maraming pong piraso ng tela ang binalot sa katawan ni Jesus. So definitely the Shroud of Turin is not the one used for Jesus. Okay? So Jesus is coming as a judge. No? And what does it say in 2 Timothy 4:1, Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead. No? He will judge all men who have ever lived. And then Revelation 19:12, sabi doon, his eyes are like blazing fire. Nag-aapoy po ang kanyang mga mata. Ibig sabihin, nakikita niya lahat. Alam niyang lahat ng bagay. He knows all things. He sees all things. There's nothing that's hidden from God. And that's why on Judgment Day, you know, lahat po ng mga sikreto, lahat ng mga lihim at hiwaga ay mabubunyag. No? Every secret sin, every hidden wealth, every anomaly, every scandalous corruption na itinatago, lahat mo ng anomalya ay mabubunyag. Wala pong maitatago. Every illegitimate adulterous relationship will be exposed. And that's why we got to make our lives straight, no, before the Lord. Ayusin po natin ang buhay natin habang nandito sa lupa, because it's judgment time when He comes. His eyes are like blazing fire. Hebrews 4:13 tell us that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. So no one will get away with everything. No? And then Revelation 19 verse 12, and on His head are many crowns. Okay, nakapatong mo. Ay, sa kanyang ulo ay maraming corona. And this, the word for a crowns here is the Greek word diadema, which is the crown of royalty, the crown of a king. It's not Stephanos, which is the crown of achievement. So Jesus is crowned with many crowns. He is sovereign. He has dominion. He has authority. Nagagawa po niya lahat ng gusto niya. He has full control over all of creation. And then verse 13, Revelation 19:13, He is dressed in a robe deep in blood. Okay, so may dugo raw ang kanyang kasuotan, no? He is dressed in the robe. Remember when Jesus was flogged, He was tortured, He was whipped, di ba? Hinagupit po siya at ang kanyang suot ay puno ng dugo. And that blood was for the cleansing, for the forgiveness of our sins. And that's why all of our sins, lahat po ng kasalanan natin, past, present, and future, have been covered by the blood of Jesus. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. How many of you believe that? And that's why no matter what the devil accuses you, you are clean by the blood of Jesus. You are washed and purified. That's why if you are not yet a believer, if you haven't given your life to Christ yet, no, there's a danger. No, pagdating ni Jesus, if you are not yet a believer, you will pay for your own sins. We're in the lake of in the burning lake of sulfur in hell. No? That's why there's time to prepare. 2 Corinthians 5:10 tells us, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. So Jesus is the coming judge. The Son of Man, the Son of God, will be coming as the judge of all men. So He has a glorious appearance. Number two, He has a glorious name. He carries a glorious name. And three names were mentioned. Revelation 19:11, whose rider is called faithful and true. Tapat at totoo. No? Jesus is true. He is faithful to all of His promises. Tutuparin po niya lahat ng kanyang pangako. Ano ba yung isang pangako niya? Ano bang pinangako niya? Nalilinisin niya tayo. Ililigtas niya tayo. In Ephesians 5:25-27, it tells us, husbands, love your wives. And every husband say, amen. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Parang mahina ah. Husbands, love your wives. Amen. Ayan. Yung mga wives, can you say amen? Amen. Husbands, love your wives. Amen. Amen. Just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, why? To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. And to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. So binigay po ni Jesus ang kanyang katawan para tayo linisin, para tayo gawing banal, no? So that we'll be holy, blameless, without spot, wrinkle, stain, or wrinkle when He comes. Ba, nakakita na ba kayo ng isang ikakasal? No? Sino sa inyo dito, kinasal na kayo, you are married? Raise your hands. Okay. Sino sa inyo, may plano kayo, pinagpipray nyo, ikasal kayo this year? Raise your hands. Ah, single kayo. Okay, mag-join kayo ng OMG, ah. Singles Getaway. Yan. Para hindi lang Metro East, no? Ortigas, Metro East, Green Hills, no? More choices. No, that God's will, no? Not your own will, but God's perfect will. Yan ang pag-pray nyo. So, nakita nyo ba yung meron ba kayong ano, nabalitaan? Ikakasal, Saturday morning, nasa hotel, nag-breakfast, umorder ng Happy Meal, no? Eh, pagpisa niya ng ketchup para sa cheeseburger, yung sumobra yung ketchup na natamaan, na splattered sa gown, sa wedding gown niya. Okay, so question, tuloy pa rin ba yung kasal? Ha? Huh? Tuloy pa rin. Okay, ano lang ang gagawin? Ha? Huh? Konting kuskos, ayos. Sang patak, sang katutak. Ay, hindi, iba pala yun. Sa pinggan pala yun, no? So, tuloy pa rin, linisin lang, no? Gawa ng paraan. So, Jesus is coming for a bride, no? That's you and me. No? Tayo yung bride of Christ, di ba? Kaya maghanda tayo. Let's live holy, pure, blameless as we wait for the Lord. Remember, John was writing this letter. Kaya nga sinabing faithful and true, tutuparin niya, he's writing to persecuted Christians. No? Naghihirap sila, hinahunting sila noon. Hindi lang sila... Eh tayong suffering natin dito, mainit yung mall, or naunahan ka lang sa parking, no, na dapat papunta ka, tapos inunahan ka. No? Yung pala, papunta rin pala sa Victory dito, nakita kayo. Kaya naunahan ka sa pila, natapakan yung paa mo sa sine. Mga very many things that we complain. No? Matagahaba yung pila sa supermarket, diba? But yung mga suffering ng Christians noon, talagang they're running for their lives, no? Mga Bibles sinusunog, their churches are being burned down and they're being hunted house to house. And so Jesus wanted them to know that He is faithful and true. He will give them the grace to be strong until the end. He who began a good work in you, diba? Sabi ni Philippians 1:6, He will complete it. He will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God. No one can snatch you out of the Father's hand. No, that's why whatever you're going through today, Jesus is here. The Holy Spirit is there, is here to strengthen you, encourage you. Why? Because He is faithful and true. Another name is He is called the Word of God. The Word of God. Out of His mouth comes a sharp sword to strike down the nations. His name is the Word of God. Jesus is the agent, the instrument of God to speak forth the plan, the purposes, the judgment of God. Lahat po ng nangyayari, Jesus spoke by the power of His Word. He's the one who created this world. He's the one who is coming to judge this world. And that's why the Word of God, the very Word of God, yung salita mo ng Diyos na narinig ng tao, no? That's the very same word that will judge them on Judgment Day. If people rejected Christ, remember, you came to Victory Metro East that day and you didn't believe the gospel. So that same word they heard will judge them. And that's why Jesus is the Word of God. He is the expression of the thoughts and the wisdom of God. Christ, the power and the wisdom of God. He is the Word of God. And so, And then the next name is Jesus is King of Kings, Hari ng mga Hari. No, Revelation 19:16. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name. He has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Ito po yung most important name ni Jesus. No, it talks about His sovereignty, His absolute dominion over all the nations of the world. He is the King of all kings, prime ministers, presidents, all lords, every ruler on earth, siya ang Panginoon, siya ang hari ng lahat ng mga hari. No matter who is the emperor at that time, during the first century, Emperor Nero, Emperor Vespasian, Emperor Domitian. Kilala niyo ba si Emperor Domitian? Emperor Domitian, no? Madumitian, hindi naglilinis ng pusod, no? Kaya Emperor Domitian, no? And whoever the emperor that time, no? Jesus is the king of all emperors. He is the ruler of all the rulers on this in the world. And so, Jesus is the King of Kings. Siya po ang may control. Lahat po nang nangyari sa buhay natin. No, Jesus is in full control of our lives. And then after that, He has a glorious name. He will establish His glorious kingdom. When Jesus comes, He will set up, He will usher in the kingdom of God for all eternity. An everlasting kingdom. Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His throne in heavenly glory. So upo po siya at siya ay maghahari, siya na magpapatakbo ng buong universe for all of eternity with God the Father and God the Spirit, the Trinity. They will reign. They will usher in the kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy. And this kingdom, no, santong kingdom na to, is it just limited or confined to heaven? Sa heaven lang ba yung kingdom? No, what does Revelation 11:15 tell us? The seventh angel sounded his trumpet and there were loud voices in heaven. Mahina o malakas? Loud voices. So, itong praise and worship natin, loud ba? Oo, kaya practice lang yan. No? Sa heaven na talagang full volume, no? Loud voices in heaven which said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever. So this kingdom is not just in heaven, but all the nations of the world will become the kingdom of our God and of His and of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Lahat po ng bansa ay pag-aharian ng ating Panginoon. Communist nations, Buddhist nations, they'll be ruled by our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, what will happen when Jesus comes in His glory? What will it be like in His coming kingdom? Paano ba tayo mabuhay sa padating na kaharian? Revelation 21, it tells us what will happen. Here's a glimpse of eternity. And I heard a loud voice, loud na naman, a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with man, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. No? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, no more tears. Ayan. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Jesus is making all, sabi niya, he was seated on the throne, said, I'm making everything new. Then He said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. So when Jesus comes again, He will make all things new. There will be no more tears, no more pain, no more sickness and disease, no more warts, no more pimples, no more blackheads, whiteheads, no? Kikinis ng putis ng iyong mga, no? You will be glorious, no? If you are following the glorious King, His followers will be glorious. We'll have a glorious resurrected body. We'll shine like the stars. And that's why you should not be afraid, because Jesus is making all things new. Huwag kang matakot. Don't be afraid of the Antichrist. Don't be afraid na matatakan ka ng 666. No? Because Jesus, Revelation tells us, the kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ. The earth shall be filled with the glory of God. As the waters cover the sea, the increase of His kingdom and government, there will be no end. No, Jesus is coming as a victorious warrior king to rule and reign righteousness, peace, and joy on earth as it is in heaven. That's why, what should be our response? We should pray every day, Lord God, Father in heaven, diba? May your name be we glorify, we hallow your name. May your kingdom come where? May your kingdom, may your will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. That's why the kingdom of God is coming down on earth as it is in heaven. That's why we should go and preach the gospel. Matthew 24, 14 tells us, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Only then will the end come after the gospel has been preached. That's why Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. Call people to follow Christ. Diba? Si Pastor Dennis Isleta nga, ng pastor natin sa Victory Fort, pinost niya yung picture ni Kuya Kim na binabaptize. Diba? Sabi raw ni Kuya Kim, before, dati-rati ang akala ko sa mga Christians, being born again is baduy and corny. Now, I'm proud of it. Diba? Sabi ni Kuya Kim. Diba? Kaya, let's make disciples of all nations. Kim at Yensa. Kiminares, governor. So, this gospel of the kingdom, you know, the whole, the gospel is growing all over the world. Colossians 1:6. According to the 2006 Christian World Database, estimate that by the number of new followers, Christianity has been the fastest growing religion in the world with 30,360,000 new followers, new adherents in 2006. Christianity has been estimated to be growing rapidly in South America, in Africa, and Asia. For instance, in 1900, there were only 8.7 million believers. Now, there are 390 million Christians in Africa, and it is expected by 2025, there will be 600 million Christians in Africa. Praise God, to the glory of God. The gospel is growing all over the world. That's why you don't believe that the world is sinking. For the Christians, the best is yet to come. The gospel is like a seed which is planted, but when it grows, it becomes the largest of all garden plants, and where all the birds of the air will perch. The gospel is like yeast, when parang sa tinapay, di ba? And it leavens the whole lump. It will spread all over the world. That's our hope. And that's why when Jesus comes, we're not just waiting on a rescue mission. We're not just hiding, waiting to be rescued. We are taking dominion. We're actively advancing the kingdom of God. We are the salt and light of the earth. And that's why Jesus said, occupy till I come. Take charge. Take dominion. Invest. Do business. Be faithful with the talents I have given you. That's what Jesus said. Be productive. Don't be lazy. No, don't be like the sleeping virgins. No, be those five wise virgins. Diba? And as they wait, they are ready for the coming of the Lord. And that's why we must be ready. Why? Because the main point I want to leave with you today is this. Jesus is coming back to establish His kingdom, bringing perfect justice and peace. This is our hope. This is our blessed hope. When Jesus comes, He will establish His glorious, eternal, everlasting kingdom, bringing righteousness, peace, and joy, justice, and peace. Now, when Jesus returns, He will not be riding on a young donkey, but He will be like a mighty champion, a general, victorious general, riding on a war horse. And He will come to redeem us, to establish His kingdom, and that's why we have to be ready. He will come to bring our full salvation. And in Revelation 1, as John the Apostle was exiled on the island of Patmos. Remember, have you seen the movie Son of God? How many of you watched that movie, The Son of God? When after Jesus rose again, as John was exiled on the island of Patmos, Jesus appeared to him and he said, look, he is coming with the clouds and every eye will see him. Even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. Jesus is coming. Everyone, when Jesus comes, everyone on earth, Every citizen on planet Earth will see it. Everyone will know it. But why? Have you wondered? Why are people of the earth, why are the peoples of the earth mourning? Bakit sila malungkot? Why are they sorrowful? Why are they grieving? Why? Because they are not ready. Jesus is not their king. They are not his followers. They are not his disciples. And that's why he is not their savior. And he will be their judge. No? But for the believers, for us, the coming of our Lord is our blessed hope because he is our redeemer, our rewarder, the one who will establish his kingdom, and we will be with him forever. And that's why we have to be ready. If you haven't surrendered your life to Christ, today is the day to turn over your life to King Jesus. Today is the day to submit to his kingship, to his rulership. Sino ba nagpapatakbo ng buhay mo? Sino bang nasusunod sa buhay mo, sa mga decision mo? Is it King Jesus? Today, Jesus has promised he is coming soon. That's why you have to be ready. Jesus is coming back to establish his kingdom, to establish a kingdom of perfect justice and peace. He has a glorious appearance, blazing fire, crowned with many crowns, King of Kings. He has a glorious name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he will establish a glorious kingdom. Praise God. Let's pray and thank the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you. You are the sovereign God. You're the great God. Lord Jesus, you are the Word of God. You are the faithful and true. You are faithful to all of your promises. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the ruler of the kings and presidents of the earth. Lord, we bow down our lives. We surrender our lives to you. King Jesus, we submit our lives to you today. And we pray, may your kingdom come, may your will be done in my life. Let's say it together. Let's say, Lord God, may your kingdom come, may your will be done in my life, on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, Lord, I pray for your people that you'll strengthen them until the end, that they will be active in sharing their faith, that they will go and make disciples as we wait for you. If you're here today and maybe you're going through tough times, you're encountering financial difficulties, or maybe there's a family conflict, there are misunderstanding between you and your spouse, or you're between your children, or there's animosity, there's strife in the office, or in school, whatever it is, the Lord knows your situation. The Lord knows the number of the hairs of your head. He knows every step you take. He wants to encourage you today. He wants to build up, strengthen you by his grace. If you're that man or woman, I want to pray for you. Just raise up your hands so we can agree in prayer. For those of you who need strength, refreshing, encouragement from God, Lord, I pray for these men and women right now who are raising their hands, that you'll strengthen them, that you'll strengthen them in their inner being. Lord, that you'll deliver them from discouragement, from condemnation or attack of the enemy. But you will be their shield. You will be their light in their salvation. You will be their redeemer. Lord, that you will intervene, move in their behalf. Lord, we pray for financial blessing and provision. Those who are undergoing financial difficulties, open the floodgates of heaven. Release your blessing upon these people, upon their families, their business, Lord. Bless all the works of their hands. Those who need the family restoration, Lord, alisin mo po, Lord, ng mga galit, mga jealousy, envy, misunderstanding, Lord, and bring forgiveness and healing, restoration, and mercy, Lord, into their hearts, into their lives. Lord, we pray, thank you, God, that you are the King of Kings. Nothing is too difficult for you, Lord. Bring salvation, bring promotion, Lord, bring healing and restoration to those who needed physical healing. Lord God, I pray that you will heal their bodies. Lord, make all things new. Lord, we thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for encouraging us, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for that strength. Lord, from the power, we thank you for the times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Receive that, Lord. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.